From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. today turned up the pressure on Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi by formally recognizing the rebels. Along with more than 30 other countries, the U.S. declared the Transitional National Council in Libya as the legitimate governing authority. That move came as the Libya Contact Group met in Turkey. And NPR's Peter Kenyon sent this report from Istanbul.
When it comes to Washington's approach to the largely improvised Libyan rebel movement based in Benghazi, caution has been the watchword. It's been months since President Obama declared that Colonel Gaddafi had lost his legitimacy, but the administration was hesitant to follow France, Qatar, Italy, and others in granting diplomatic recognition to the TNC, the Transitional National Council. That changed today when Secretary of State Hillary Clinton rose to address the Libya Contact Group meeting here on the banks of the Bosporus. She repeated her remarks for reporters a short while later, saying the U.S. was impressed by the steps the TNC had taken to show how it might govern a post-Gaddafi Libya.
The United States is impressed by the progress the TNC has made in laying the groundwork for a successful transition to a unified, democratic Libya. That is why I announced earlier that until an interim authority is in place, the United States will recognize the TNC as the legitimate governing authority for Libya, and we will deal with it on that basis.
Clinton said the Council's assurances that it would allocate resources for the good of all Libyans and include a broad sampling of groups in its governing structure eased U.S. concerns about who or what might step into any Libyan power vacuum. She acknowledged, however, that good intentions may not be enough.
We're well aware of how difficult and challenging the road ahead of them is. We can watch what's happening in their neighbors, which had strong institutions, and how difficult it is to move from one kind of regime to a democracy.
The move by the entire Libya Contact Group to grant formal recognition to the rebels is no doubt a political blow to Gaddafi. But it doesn't weaken him militarily, and it won't by itself ease the woes facing the rebels as they look ahead to Ramadan, the Muslim holy month with its day-long fasts this year under the August sun. Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu alluded to those problems in his opening remarks to the group.
The humanitarian situation on the ground continues to be a cause for grave concern. Thousands of people have been stranded. Many of them are in need of basic amenities. With the advent of the holy month of Ramadan, these grievances might worsen.
Davutoğlu endorsed the Rebel Council's call for $3 billion in emergency humanitarian aid for the Ramadan period to be divided between Tripoli and Benghazi. Such a move was not mentioned in the contact group's final statement today. Meanwhile, French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé confirmed that Ramadan would not bring a halt to the NATO airstrikes that have damaged a good deal of the Gaddafi regime's military capacity and led to Libyan charges of widespread civilian casualties, which NATO denies.
According to several Arab countries participating in the contact group, there is no contradiction between the religious rules during the Ramadan period and the continuation of our military intervention.
What today's diplomatic recognition should do is enable the Transitional Council to receive frozen Libyan assets. France today said it would send $250 million, and Italy spoke of releasing $100 million. U.S. officials said the assets frozen in U.S. banks would not be transferred unless certain legal issues were worked out, including how to get the money to the rebels without violating international sanctions still in place. Rebel officials say while the lawyers consult, the shortages on the ground in Libya grow ever more acute. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.